So, as your breath comes into your body, let your mind come to a nice, quiet, settled place. And just deepen your awareness of your body. And let your next breath take you a little more internally into that place inside where your heart is. And just breathe around your heart for a moment, softening your body. Close your eyes. Let your face relax. And let your heart just be your home. And notice how good it feels to just rest there in this place of love. Like your heart has open arms for you. And you can feel them around you. And you can feel yourself breathing through your heart. And as you breathe, you notice that there is a new energy in your body. And it's settling in. It's settling in because you've asked to have transformation. You've asked to have recalibration. You've asked to have the love of the divine enter and bring the magic and the gifts that come with that. And the entourage that comes with Kryon, the angels, the masters, the beings of light that come into these meetings, that hold the space, that help create the space, and that endure after, long after, our physical bodies are gone. But stay with us on that level of heart, and on that level of soul. Take another breath and sink in. Resting a little more deeply now, in that place where you don't have to do anything, be anything. And notice how good that feels to just be resting and just be. And from that beautiful, soft, resting place, there's also receiving. And let yourself open to that. Just softly, as you begin to more and more integrate the energies of today, but also to receive from Kryon, from the entourage, the love and the honoring of the human that comes to be with us and goes with us when we go.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. My partner, I wish you to go slow. Measure the words. Make sure it's correct as it comes in. This is the next to the last channel of 2015. There actually are two more to come. I say next to the last because it's the next to the last one in a Kryon meeting. And so we are going to say that this one is where we wish to bring you information for the future. Some will say this is a science channel. It isn't. But there are those who may say, well, I want scientists to hear what you had to say today, Cryon. And so right now, I may have those listening who have been told to listen. If this is you listening at this point in time, you're listening in the future. But of course, you don't think it's the future. For you, it's now. For me, it's now. For the crowd in front of me, it's not now. How do you like it so far? We speak to many. Out of the time frame that you think. This channel may be brought forward later. This channel may be something that will be brought into a venue you don't expect to prove what you've just discovered. To validate what you know is there now that you did not when the channel was given. Confused yet? It's that kind of a channel. My partner gives chills, for he knows that the information is beautiful. He knows it's appropriate, he knows it's desired, and that humanity wants what is coming now. So he goes slow. I want to talk about a discovery. A discovery that will be made, that is being made, and it happens gradually. And before I discuss what it is or how it works, I want to give you some things to think about. Question: is it possible that there is a template existing in your DNA that carries the secret to youth? A template that isn't simply data. It is part of the molecular structure of multidimensional DNA that can be activated and exposed in certain cases. And when it is, it changes everything about the human being that it belongs to. Is it possible that there is something inside every single molecule of your DNA that could keep you alive 2, 3, 4 times as long as you're living now? Is there a template of birth, a design that can become chemistry that right now is simply laying there as an instruction set, that is outside of the purview of your DNA's three-dimensional thinking? It's different. What do you think about the prophets who lived 900 years? I jump right to it. I want you to answer the question inside, and if you're a scientist, go ahead and answer it. Foolishness? Reported in many ways, in many places, from different sources, that some of the characters you read about in the scriptures, perhaps, or in the history books, perhaps, lived far longer than any other human beings have ever lived. A few, not one, lived over 600 years. Number one, is it possible? Number two, would there be reasoning from spirit or creative source for that to occur? Number one, is it possible? I am sitting here in the chair telling you it is not only possible, this shows that it was done. In certain cases with certain human beings and with males only, they lived grand lifetimes for the procreation of the race with their consciousness. Simple mechanics. The male seed is fertile to the end. Females are not. It was the man who had to live a very, very long time in order to pass the consciousness through many, many children into a fresh area of the planet that needed that consciousness. Do you believe it? Now you know why. What was the process to keep this man or men alive for that duration? It's simple. They had an activated template of youth. Now, I'm using terminology that is not medical, that is not scientific, and you may have your own. There actually exists right now, I'll tell you it, stay tuned, there actually exists right now a name for this because it's suspected in biology. Number two, when a human being has spontaneous remission or what some have called spontaneous healing, what occurs? Number one, is it real? Do you believe it? Now you're a little more current, scientist. You've seen it. It's been reported. You believe it because of that. Number two, how did it work? And number two has always been the mystery. And number two has with it a lot of energy. There are those who believe that the consciousness of the individual who was sick brought it about. That is why they call it spontaneous. This would mean that through consciousness alone, and perhaps without knowing it, there was an activation of the template. So fast was it, so amazing was it, that it was beyond that which was recognizable as possible in 3D or in medical history. It's almost like the body cleaned itself, that cellular rejuvenation was accelerated vastly for a few days, for a few weeks, to clean out that which did not belong there to save the life of the individual. Spontaneous, automatic remission of a disease, healing of something that didn't belong there. And it's real. And in the number two category, there are those who say, aha, it's the placebo effect. As though the explanation giving a name was all that's necessary and you can walk away.
Oh, it's just the placebo effect. Let's go do something else.
What is the placebo effect? That really should be number three. The placebo effect is human consciousness through expectation of results, getting the results for no reason except for the expectation. There you have consciousness ruling the chemistry of the body. Full and complete expectation activating the template. Let's talk about a little science. There is a field that is called quantum biology. It's real, it exists, there are those in it. And the premise is this, that biology, like other physics, has quantum areas. Therefore, the molecule itself of DNA or any other molecule must have quantum attributes as well as three-dimensional attributes. Now, for whatever reason, this is controversial. You expect quantumness in physics for years. It has belonged to physics, and yet somehow there is a wall, a barrier, that gets put there when you talk about biology, as though biology was not physics. But it is. In fact, biology primarily is physics, for chemistry depends upon the very things that quantumness depends on, the spin of the electrons around the atoms, that they come together to create certain kinds of chemistry of life. It is more profound in a life science than one that is not. Question, is it real? Quantum biology, the study of quantumness in biology and life science, is real. What have they discovered? They've discovered that some quantum energies actually change DNA in interesting ways. They don't know why. They don't know what. But when quantum energies of many kinds are applied to chemistry of many kinds, there are reactions. They don't know why. Doctors, let me talk to you. There is a suspicion that within certain molecules, there are things that should be able to be seen and they're not. You see the results of them in quantum experiments, but you cannot see them through an electron microscope. They should exist to create the result of the experiment, and they don't. They're invisible. Dear ones, they're not invisible. They're multidimensional, just as you suspected. So it carries us to this. Therefore, the template that we are discussing inside the human body that exists in many molecules, including that which is DNA, is only visible if it is exposed by a multidimensional force. Let's say it again. In different words, my partner, here it comes again. The suspected energy in certain molecules will show itself when you expose that molecule to other quantum energies. Period. It is the only time when you get to see what is there. And when you start to see it, it will start having cluster patterns. Patterns that you may not recognize because you have not seen it yet in three-dimensional biology. But you've always suspected it. Let's call it what you think it is, the U-thing cluster. The U-thing template, it should be there. When certain experiments are done, it shows itself for a moment and then stops. Some have applied magnetics as the multidimensional force to expose the template. And so the experiment goes like this. You take the mixture, you put certain magnetic fields with it, you take a look at it the best you can with electronic microscopes, and you look for what you suspected was there, and lo and behold, you see a piece of it. It's there. How many years ago did we tell you about magnetics? How many years ago did we tell you that magnetics is a field that's going to be part of biology, and when you come in contact with what is called designer magnetics, and when you learn how to create magnetic fields that are designed and purposely placed, that is when you're going to see things happen, not with simply a magnet. Not good enough. You're going to have to come up with something more. But dear ones, when you do, it will be a multi-dimensional force which, by the way, magnetism qualifies. A multidimensional force will reveal the you-thing molecule's attribute. The template is in everything. The template is in everything. Spontaneous remission is the template being activated in certain cases by the human being's consciousness, either survival or fear or divine intervention. And you've seen it over and over and over. One of the things that's going to happen in biology is the increase in the acknowledgement of quantumness and the beginning study of creating a life force which is now different because it's exposed to quantum energies. Exposing the template for what it is to be able to be seen even in 3D partially. When exposed correctly, it will show itself. Then things start to move. Now, let's turn the page. And scientist, you can stop now. Because now we're going to talk about things that you will say are eye-rolling to the max. You'll say, it couldn't be this way, it just isn't this way. When I reveal what innate really is. The smart body, that which you have called innate, is in total control of the exposure of the you-thing template. When multidimensional forces are applied, innate sees it and exposes what it should expose. Innate is the smart body intelligence that has no source that you can call a source. It is not from your brain. Innate is not a brain function. The brain is a computer that survives with you. You do something, it remembers it. If it hurts you, you don't do it again. You have experiences that help you survive from moment to moment. Your rememberer, that's in your brain. The creative things that happen come from your pineal. We have told you this before. The things that go beyond both of those is part of the triad, which we said involves the heart. The heart is so important. It actually is involved in some of the things that scientists say the brain is doing. It's the heart that's doing it. There were those who say, well, look, if there's not, you don't have brain functions in the heart. Oh, yes, you do. There's synapse in the heart if you want to look for it. There's magnetism in the heart if you want to look for it. There's all manner of things in the heart. It is not innate. So what is innate? How does it work and what's going to happen? We've talked in the past about the future of humanity starting to come in differently. That part of what is going to be in the future is children born with a much more advanced innate. In other words, the ability to tie together that which you've experienced the last lifetime and this lifetime so that you don't make the same mistakes twice. And that is innate. I still haven't told you where it comes from, have I? Oh, I will. Child burns his finger on a stove, never touches a stove for the rest of his life. That's brain function, isn't it? Did the innate have anything to do with it? Oh, yeah. You see, the innate is the smart body agreeing with the brain. It's all integrated. Now listen to this. Here is what the innate, and I'll identify what it is soon. Here's what the innate is going to do with a newborn. The newborn will not touch a stove. Because the newborn remembers. from the last lifetime, what it's like. He carries it over, and you're going to call it instinct. Don't touch the stove. The newborn is going to remember also the mistakes that were made that caused emotional distress and not do them again. The newborn is going to carry in the wisdom from the past life of mistakes. And part of the mistakes appeared emotionally and physically. It was the brain, it might have been the pineal and the heart together, but it's the innate that will tie it together and help the newborn remember it and pass it forward, intact as instinct. Now I'm going to tell you what innate is. And it's confusing, because you will then linearize it. You will not be able to understand how it passes from one life to another, because you don't know how multidimensional things work, especially when it has to do with the soul. Innate is not the soul. See, you were wrong. There's a Hebrew word meaning to ride. And the Hebrew word to ride is Merkaba. And the Merkaba of a human being has really never been defined really accurately. What is it? What does it do? The Merkaba is huge, 8 meters wide. Every human being, here's what it is. It is the multidimensional field which is created by trillions and trillions of DNA molecules. The DNA molecules are identical all through the body, every single one of them unique to you and identical. That ought to tell you something, because when they get together, if you want to say that, and they are always together, they create a field around the body. The field is a multidimensional field. Spiritually, it's always been seen and known as the Merkaba. Welcome to the innate. Your DNA collectively is what innate is. DNA cannot be taken apart as one thing or another. It is either collective or it is not. Let me tell you something. DNA decides when you die. Innate decides when you die. The field around you will give up the ghost. It's not the brain. Sure, if the heart stops, nothing continues, and there is death. But what about if the kidney fails? At what point is death then certain, when it can't process this or that? Sometimes it makes no sense when death occurs. And those who have seen it over and over in hospitals know that there's something else going on in the body that I will call death intelligence. When that which is innate sees there's suffering ahead and there's no more hope, rather than go through the suffering, there's the shut off. That's innate. That's the smart body, because it's really smart. It's also, listen, it's also an innate that's coming back in the next lifetime, because it's connected to the soul and the pineal and all it is. It is your Merkaba. Your Merkaba is the same as the last time, just like your soul is the same of the last time. You carry around different patterned DNA that has the same Merkaba as the last life. Now go figure that out. You can't. Because this is a mechanics that is multidimensional and spiritual. It is so beautiful to know that the you, the core of you, who you are, gets passed over and over. If you could really meet you in a past life, and many of you had, you meet each other. Different face, same Merkaba. Different face, same soul. Same innate. And Nate knows everything about every single lifetime you've had. And Nate knows you better than you know you. And when you start getting in touch with Nate, this is when things start to happen, including the ability to activate the youth template. Are you listening? It's going to happen. Humanity is going to start living longer for numbers of reasons. When they start being able to activate it artificially with other fields that are quantum, there will be a rejuvenation of that which was the temple of rejuvenation. We told you it was coming back, just different looking. And the other one is you. You with you. How many times have we told you this? That the consciousness of the human being, when fine-tuned, taking on the attributes of life and mastery, will live a very long time. So, Crian, where do stem cells fit into all of this? That's where the templates are. That's where the templates are. And the stem cells are in every single cell you have. They're still there. Even that is controversial, but that is being shown and learned. There's a fast track to stem cell technology that is being investigated. But even that is not necessary. There comes a time when you use your own stem cells instead of any from any other source, because they're the ones with the template you really want. Innate. There are things coming you don't expect. When are they coming, Crian? The answer is yes. When you allow them to come. When there's enough light on the planet, listen to me. When there's enough light on the planet where these discoveries will not be weaponized, and that's when you'll get them. You hear me? When will that be? When you create it. Dear ones, you're in a struggle right now with light and dark. You know this. When it's over and light is predominant on this planet, and that is to say that integrity starts to win over non-integrity. In business, in government, in all things, you'll start to see shifts of what people will accept and what they want. It's going to come from the people first and then trickle on to those things. That is when you start seeing these kind of things happen. They're in the works now. Some of it has actually been discovered now. I'll tell you this, because Crian does not reveal things that are not discovered. They have to have been discovered, and they are. But typically, they're at their infancy. And it will take a long time before they are refined. But the template is there, and some are seeing it. Crian, what will the template do? And the answer is just exactly what you think it will do. Cell rejuvenation will be almost perfect. The telomeres will not shorten. The body will not age. Crian, this is going to create a social problem, isn't it? Too many people, right? Not enough food. Can I say this one more time? Oh, how 3D of you. You'll figure out what creates babies. You'll be wiser for it. You'll figure out how to create food for the planet in multidimensional ways. Do you know what happens when you expose seeds to multidimensional energies that are benevolent? It's not a GMO. The plant itself accepts it as a benevolent sign. Just like innate with its template, do you think that the life force of plants might also have something like that? Can you imagine growing perfect crops, 5-6 times the yield, with no pesticides at all, very little fertilizer, growing on its own because it knows now, as a life force, that you needed to grow. What a concept. Is it possible that human consciousness can be even extended into plants and animals? It's just a beginning. I give you right now a glimpse into a beautiful future. And those who listen to this and those in front of me now, as human beings, are all saying the same things. Oh, it can't come too soon. Let's have it now. Oh, cry and win, win. And I want to tell you, I want you to be quiet because you're going to be there. All right? You may look a little different, but you're going to be there. Dear ones, you are an old soul and you are not done with this planet. You're going to be there. Do you hear me? I want you to get ready for it. I want you to celebrate it. Know it's going to happen. I want you to see the truth in this channeling. I want your innate, right now, to check me out. Your Merkabas are powerful, and there are so many of them in the room. Check me out and feel what is there. And know that this is true, and it's yours because of what you've done and what you're doing. It's your legacy and your future. And it's about time. And so it is.